I'm welcoming the overall increase of 81 million. Of course, this will lead to an additional 700 new recruits to the force next year. And it's important that we continue to invest in policing and security of the state. But of course, we and Donegal are playing catch up. There has been substantial reduction in Garda numbers over the last 9 or 10 years. So therefore, we have to ensure that at this time of Brexit, that we can have the numbers which we had in 2010, 466. That has been reduced by over 100. In addition to that, there's infrastructure as well. And of course, by that, I mean guard the cars. There are divisions where there are no guard the cars, and that's absolutely essential. Therefore, a guarded welcome I would give it, but I am concentrating on the county, and I believe that the commissioner has an obligation to ensure that recruits who are passing out later this year or next year, that we get a fair and equitable share, or perhaps he should discriminate in favour of border counties and in particular Donegal.
And we know that, as you say, we are severely under-resourced here in Donegal, so it's vital now that the pressure remains on so Donegal sees a benefit of this increase in budget.
Well, of course, we are under-resourced, but by the same token, it's galling when one thinks of the substantial funds that had to be made available for the visit of the United States President and subsequent to that, the Vice President. All of those monies had to come out of the Garda budget. So it was rural Ireland that's paying for the visit. And quite honestly, I don't believe that we benefited anything from it.